Title: Tension and Release in Fast Tempos Without Third-Party Plugins Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're building tension and release in drum and bass at fast tempo, using only Ableton Live stock devices. No third-party plugins, no special sample packs required, just good choices, clear contrast, and a little bit of automation. We're aiming for something that feels like Riedel D&B phrasing, but beginner-friendly, about 1 to 1.5 minutes long, with an intro, a build, a drop, a quick mini breakdown, and optionally a second drop variation. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. At 174 BPM, tension and release needs to be bold and easy to read. If your changes are too subtle, the drums will just blur them out. So we're going to make moves that are simple, but obvious. Step 0, set up the project fast and clean. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create three groups in your set. One group for drums, one for bass, and one for FX and Atmos. Turn loop on, and set your loop brace to 16 bars while you sketch. D&B is modular. Your superpower is making one 16-bar drop loop feel amazing, then arranging from there. Cool! Let's build the drum foundation. Start with a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Choose a short punchy kick and a bright loud snare. In D&B, the snare is basically your narrator. It tells the listener where they are. Program a classic two-step pattern in one bar. Kick on beat 1, kick on beat 3, and snare on beats 2 and 4. If you want a bit more drive, you can add a small extra kick just before beat 4-ish, but don't overcomplicate it yet. Now let's make the whole drum group hit using stock devices. On the drums group, at EQ 8 first, put a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it's boxy, do a small dip in the 250 to 400 Hz area. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to fix everything, just clean the floor. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not slam. Then add saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB and turn on soft clip. This is one of the easiest ways to make stock drums feel like a record without getting harsh. Now, here's the key tension idea you'll use later. In your build, you'll temporarily reduce low end and transients, then bring them back at the drop. It's not just about adding more, it's about withholding the impact. Next, hats and ghost notes for that rolling movement. Add a closed hat doing steady eighth notes. Nothing fancy. Then add a second hat or shaker playing off beats, with small variations. Even tiny changes in hats read really clearly at 174. On your hat track, add auto filter, and high pass at around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the kick and snare. Then add utility and widen it a bit, maybe 120 to 150%. The kick and snare stay essentially mono. Hats can live wider and make the mix feel bigger without louder. Now ghost snares, jungle flavor. Duplicate your snare sample to a new pad in the drum rack. Turn it down by like 10 to 20 dB. These are meant to be felt more than heard. Place one or two ghost hits per bar. Good spots at the end of each beat area, like just after 1, just after 2, just after 3, just after 4. If you're not sure, start with one ghost right after beat 2, and one right after beat 4. Then adjust. And remember this tension trick. In the build, remove some ghost notes, and at the drop, bring them back. That extra chatter reads as energy instantly. Now we need bass. Something rolling, but capable of teasing and then paying off. Create a MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 is a sine or sine-ish basic shape for the core. Optionally bring in oscillator 2 as a quiet saw for a bit of grit, but keep it subtle. Add a low-pass filter, 24 dB, and turn on a little filter drive. For envelopes, keep the amp fairly tight, short release so it doesn't smear. Add a small filter envelope amount so it has a tiny pluck and motion, but don't make it a full Y yet. After Waveeatable, add saturator. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB with soft clip on. Then EQ 8. If there's fizzy top, low pass somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. And please don't boost the sub. Keep the sub clean by not over-reking it. Now sidechain the bass to the kick using Ableton's compressor. Enable sidechain, select the kick as input. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release around 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Tweak release until it feels like the bass breathes with the kick. Okay, write a simple rolling bass pattern. Keep it minimal so the tension techniques are obvious. Use the root note, and maybe a minor third or fifth for a darker vibe. Rhythm can be mainly eighth notes with occasional rests. Here's a high-value detail. Leave little gaps right before the snares. that gives the snare space to smack, and it makes the groove feel professional without changing sounds. Now we're ready for the main tension tools that work at 174, stock only. Tool 1 is filter automation. This is the big one. Put auto filter on your bass group, and optionally on a drum break layer and your FX group. We'll do an 8-bar build automation, recipe. Start the build with the bass mostly hidden, like cutoff around 600 Hz to 1K Hz depending on the patch. Then gradually open it so it reaches full openness right on the drop. Adjust a touch of resonance, like 10-20%, as it rises. That little peak creates urgency. Too much resonance will whistle and get annoying, so keep it tasteful. Tool 2 is reverb throws. Create a return track and load hybrid reverb. Choose an algorithmic reverb. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 ms. Then high pass the reverb itself around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't create low-end fog. Now the trick, don't leave it on constantly. Automate the send so only the last snare before the drop gets that big tail. That tail going into a tighter moment creates a vacuum, and vacuum equals tension. Tool 3 is a noise riser made with operator. Create a new MIDI track, load operator, and set oscillator to white noise. Add auto filter after it, band pass or high pass, then automate the filter cutoff rising over 4 to 8 bars. Also automate the volume ramp up. Utility gain is great for this because it's simple and clean. If you want a slightly more metallic edge, add corpus very quietly. Quietly is the key word. We're building tension, not turning it into a sci-fi laser show. Tool 4 is drum density and syncopation, which honestly is more important than sound design. At 174 BPM, tension is often less information, not more. So for the intro, you can do just hats and a filtered break. For the build, you add a few ghosts, then you remove something important right before the drop. Here's a concrete transition you can copy. In the last bar of your build, remove the kick on the downbeat, add a short snare fill, add a reverb throw on the final snare, then do a hard stop, like 1/8 note or 1/4 note of near silence, right before the drop hits. That microsilence is huge in fast genres. It creates the feeling of the track inhaling. Extra coach note here, because beginners miss this all the time, at 174, release is often timing, not volume. Try stopping a key element or fraction early. If there are clicks, consolidate that bar and add a tiny fade out on the clip. Now let's arrange this into a Regal DNB template. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Keep it lighter. Hats and a filtered break are great. Keep the sub very filtered. Add an atmosphere pad from analog or wave-eatable with reverb. The point is to set mood without giving away the full weight. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Add ghost snares and an extra hat layer. Slowly open the filters on drums and bass. Bring in your noise riser. And at bar 16, do that fill plus reverb throw plus micro silence move. Bars 17 to 32, drop. Full kick and snare, full bass. If you're using a break layer, low pass it so it's texture, not chaos. Every 4 bars, make a small variation, remove one kick, do a tiny hat roll, or shift one bass hit earlier by a 16th note once per bar for urgency. One small nudge can sound way more pro than adding 3 new tracks. Bars 33 to 40. Mini breakdown. Remove kick and sub. Keep reverb tails, atmos, and maybe a teaser bass note that's filtered and quiet. Then rebuild quickly. This is a reset without killing momentum. One more high-level concept that will keep your transitions clean. Pick one hero tension signal per transition. If you stack a riser, plus a snare fill, plus a pitch ramp, plus white noise, plus impacts, it turns into a blurry mess. Instead, choose one rising element, like noise or pitch or filter, one rhythmic change, like a mute or a fill, one space moment, like a microsilence or a reverb throw. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, no contrast between sections. If intro and drop are equally bright, loud, and dense, the drop won't release. It'll just continue. Second, too many new elements at once. Add tension gradually. Add release sharply. In other words, the build can be a ramp, but the drop should be a step. Third, messy low end during builds. This is a big one. Use frequency contrast. In the build, try high passing your drums group higher than you think, like 80 to 120 Hz just for the build. Then remove that high pass at the drop so the low end suddenly arrives. Fourth, fills that destroy the groove. Keep fills short, half a bar or a bar, and land cleanly on that drop snare. Let's do a quick mini practice exercise you can actually finish today. Your goal: make an 8-bar build that clearly releases into a 16-bar drop. start by making a 16-bar drop loop you like, just drums and bass. Then duplicate it backwards so bars 1 to 8 become the build and bars 9 to 24 are the drop. In the build, do only 4 moves. Automate auto filter on the bass from low cutoff to open. Remove the kick for the last 1 bar. Add a noise riser using operator. Add 1 snare reverb throw on the final snare. Then export it quickly and listen at low volume. Low volume is like a lie detector for arrangement. If the drop doesn't feel obvious, increase contrast. Filter more in the build. Use more silence before the drop, and reduce drum density in the build. Optional upgrades if you want to push it without adding new sounds. Try call and response bass. In bar 1, a busier phrase with a more open filter. In bar 2, fewer notes and slightly more filtered. Then in the second half of the drop, swap them. That creates progression instantly. Or do a 2-bar halftime fake out before a drop or second drop. Put the snare in a halftime feel for 2 bars, then snap back. The return to full-time feels like a release even if nothing got louder. And one final pro discipline. Keep your sub mono. Put utility on the bass group and set width to 0%. You can even automate the bass gain down 1 or 2 dB in the last bar of the build, then back up at the drop. It's subtle, but it makes the drop feel like it steps forward. Let's recap. At fast tempos, tension and release comes from contrast, brightness, density, space, and low-end control. Your main stock tools are auto filter with automation, hybrid reverb for throws, operator for risers and impacts, and glue plus saturator for drop punch. And your arrangement secret weapon is obvious transitions, short fills, quick mutes, and micro silences. If you tell me what substyle you're going for, like liquid, rollers, jump up, or jungle, I can give you a specific 32-bar blueprint with exact drum and bass pattern examples you can copy into Ableton.